Apparemment, c'est pas Ozon.
Okay, so the shiur tonight is about Pesach cleaning. Everyone here is to avoid Pesach cleaning, so everyone came tonight. So people start different times of year. So we will start before Shavuos. The late people by Sukkot. I think by Chanukah everyone's long finished, ready for Pesach. So the shaila is, before we get involved in the Pesach mode, few important points about Pesach cleaning. Firstly, where do you need to Pesach clean? Secondly, when do you Pesach clean? And thirdly, what do you do afterwards? Pesach cleaning, B'dikas Chomos, is a long, tedious job. Many of the Gedolim did it themselves, spending long amounts of time. Rosheim Zalman, there's a story once he was looking a long time and he was very tired and his beard caught on fire from the candle. Didn't stop him, carried on. Gedolim put a lot of effort into Pesach cleaning and B'dikas Chomos. So the first thing to know is, where do you have to do B'dikas Chomos? Where are we looking for Chomos? Where are we making sure there's no Chomos and getting Chomos out? So we know any place which is a mokum shemechnisim by chomets, a place where chomets is generally during the year brought in, such a place needs to be cleaned and needs a v'dikas chomets. A mokum shemechnisim by chomets. Now there's a famous mishnah about the shamush of Peter Biyodei. The shamush was walking around in the middle of the meal. The mishnah says he goes down to get more wine in the middle of the meal. And he has Peter Biyodei's bread in his hand. He's running around with his bread. He's a shamush, he's the gabba. He doesn't have time to sit down properly. He's walking around with his food. Any place where the shamash goes with Peter Biyodei, he may have food in his hand, as well you have to check. So Shulchan Aruch Rav already points out, what's the chiddush here about shamash with Peter Biyodei? Why? What's the big chiddush here? Mokash Mechnisen, no Mokash Mechnisen. He says, because you might think only a place where you eat chomets, the marshal, your dining room, kitchen, people sit there, they eat chomets, that's a place that needs a v'dikas chomets. But a place like storage, or a bedroom, bathroom, who eats chomets there? Because of that, the Mishnah comes to tell you, if it's the type of matzav where someone may have entered with chomets, he didn't need chomets there, but he entered with chomets in his hand, that is a din of a mokum, shemechnisim be chomets, and you need to be dika there. And the shamash wasn't eating as he was going around, he went to get wine and came back. But because he may have had chomets in his hand when he went into that room now becomes a mokum, shemechnisim be chomets, and such a room needs be dika. So now, it depends. If you're the sort of person, you have a couple at home, and they're very neat, tidy people, they don't have chomets in the bathroom, they don't have in the bedroom, they're not eating the shlachmanos in bed like the kids do, then you could say, it's a mokum shemechnisim be chomets. However, if you've got kids around the house, Mishra brings from the Ravid already, but the Chor is poshut. If you have kids in your house, your entire house, from the top slate to the bottom tile, the entire house is usually a mokum shemechnisim be chomets. Even people have a no chomets upstairs policy the whole year. So if you know your kids are so scared to bring chomets upstairs that if they do something terrible might happen, and they're guaranteed not to, then nachanami, upstairs is a mokum she'ein machnisim by chomets. But a normal house, I think most stable houses where there's many rules and not everything's always kept, and the kids are walking around, they've got here, there, upstairs, downstairs. In a normal situation like that, especially with children around, the entire house is going to be a mokum she'ein chomets, and the entire house is going to need a bezika, including bedrooms, bathrooms, kitchen, cellars, wherever you go. Sometime last year, he tipped me up a big box of shoes and Crocs and boots. And one of the boots, he found a biscuit. The whole place, kids, when they get food, you can never know where they're going to hide it until they have a spare moment to go back and eat it. Therefore, a place with children around, usually the entire house, top to bottom, every floor, everywhere under the mattress, under the beds, all mokum shemechnisim be chomets. An area which is too high for kids to reach. And you know your kids haven't got such a good aim. That could be a mokum shemechnisim. Or a high cupboard that's generally closed, yeah, always closed really. And kids are not throwing chomets in there. And it doesn't make sense that you would ever have gone there with chomets in your hand. That's a mokum shemechnisim. Because there's a chance that you went there with chomets in your hand, the whole house, that area, if the whole house is like that, the whole house will need a bedikah. So asked me yesterday, he's got a loft where you go up the ladder, you can't really get inside, and he keeps his schach there and his Pesach kelim. So he goes twice a year. Sukkot's Pesach, he goes twice a year, takes it down. Does he need to do particular? So I was talking to him about it, and he mentioned that when he takes out the schach, it's very exciting, and all the kids run into the loft and help him. That's it. The kids are there, as long as you machlis him. His love is going to have to call him, do a bedikah that. Or if you sell it, we're going to forget to sell it, we have time. But if you would sell it, there's a tzad, pashas, you don't need to do a bedikah. Again, it's machlokes. But if you're not selling it, such a place as a mokesh machlis, my chomets, with kids around, unless you're the type of person that knows this room or upstairs, or whatever it is, there's no chomets, no builders came during the year with chomets, no grandchildren came, no one was staying there. You know, it's mokesh machlis, my chomets. Doesn't need a bedikah. But generally speaking, in a normal house, the entire house is going to be a mokesh machlis, my chomets. A place that people forget to do bedikah's chomets on is the freezer. Empty the freezer, fill up with all your Pesach stuff. A lot of times it comes to Pesach, they've never checked it, there's never a bedikah done on the freezer. You gotta watch out. These areas where you sometimes forget. I think a freezer, according to everyone, is a mokesh machlis bei chomets. That's where most of the chomets goes. Therefore, a freezer is gonna need a bedikah, like the rest of the house, every area. Under the bed, someone asked me, is enough you put on the bed? So you gotta check between the mattress and the bed. A lot of times you find all sorts of things there. Everywhere where there's a chance, children for chomets, or not for chomets, especially children, is a mokesh machlis bei chomets. A place you can't reach. Therefore, even if there's chomets there, you have a little, you have sometimes the radiators which are covered, and chomets falls in there. If you can't get to it, there's no way to get out of Pesach, so we're not worried. It's completely sealed away. It's impossible to get there. That's not a problem if chomets is there, because there's no way to access this chomets on Pesach, you're okay. If you can get to such a place, under the towels, whatever it is, if you can't get there, then you've got to check it. Mokesh machlis bei chomets. Clothes as well, mokesh machlis bei chomets. All the points can point out that pockets is the biggest mokesh machlis bei chomets. Chag Yaakov says, even if you didn't put chomets in your pocket the whole year, you know you didn't. I didn't put chomets in my pocket. He says, since your hands are always busy, hands are things touching, moving, going, and before you know they get in and out, there can be crumbs in and crumbs out. You put your hands in on Pesach, a tiny crumb sticks to your finger. Finger, many times, can end up in your mouth. He says it's the place that it's the most problematic. Therefore, he says pockets have got to be checked the most. The simple way to buy pockets is if you turn the pockets out and wash in a washing machine, then everything falls out and it gets all covered in washing powder, some skarkle. Then the police can say that's okay, it's enough. Pull out the pockets, wash them, you're fine. Or do a bedika. You're not going to put a flame into your pocket, hopefully. So a bedika in the pocket, the Eishel Avraham says and others, you feel around well inside the pocket with your hands, you know you're okay. Someone told me much better. What he does is every year goes to Marks and Spencer, costs him £20, new pair of trousers. Every year Pesach, that's his new pair of trousers. And then you're sure, no problems at all. If you're not doing that, it needs a bedika, you're not putting a flame in, at least feel around properly all the corners.
No,
you're selling them.
Oh, he
has rhythm. On the side, the selling's okay. Yeah, not gonna be. So firstly, it depends. Someone told me he put his kids' trousers in the washing machine, no problem at all. He didn't pull out the pockets. Then he realized inside the pocket was one of these sealed packets of Nash. So that can happen with kids. And sometimes food can go in and come out, not with so terrible form to eat. Okay, if it's completely not royal achila, then you're fine. But if it's something which can't, so the best is you pull out the pockets, let them come out as they go in the washing machine. Or even better, buy a new pair and then you're okay. Okay, that's pockets. There's a shayla of a svarim. The svarim needs bedikas chomets. Again, the word machmirim here, the amakilim here. I saw someone said that sort of a middle way. He said if you're careful not to put any chomets in any svarim from Purim 30 days beforehand, you're careful from then, whenever you take a sefer during the meal, watch no chomets goes in. You could be sure that anything that went in before then is completely dried out. It's not really achila. Then you're okay. So that's the sort of the middle way, the amachmirim. Check every sefer, and my kilim will say, Sarab, you don't need to be choyish for. The middle way is you're careful towards Pesach, and you rely on the fact that whatever's inside probably dried up. Okay, look, the mokesh machlis bei chomets, where you have to check. The shayla, next shayla is what you have to look for. Do you think it's chomets? What sort of chomets are you looking for? Be'ika, chomets, to be oven by the rabbi Limonsa, it's got to be a kazayas. Kazayas, says an olive or bigger. That's the ika, isa by the rabbi Limonsa. However, something smaller which is edible. You can get sweets, chocolates, sometimes small biscuits, smaller than a kazayas. This week I was on and we got these little yellow packets of these tiny chocolate chip biscuits. I don't think they're really achila at all. But if someone has them, these tiny little biscuits, each one's less than a kazayas, whole packets, each one's less than a kazayas, those are going to be a problem because it looks good, kids are happy to eat it. Normally less than a kazayas is not choshev, it's just crumbs. But this is not a crumb, it's a whole biscuit, or a whole sweet, or a whole chocolate, whatever it is. So either a kazayas, or less than a kazayas, but something choshev. If it's just crumbs, then it's okay. You don't need to worry about it, it's fine. However, Crumbs are not always fine. It depends. If they're crumbs that you might eat on the sideboard, on the table, pockets, behind them, crumbs that you might come to eat, those you got to get rid of. Because there's two problems. The problem of having chametz, and the problem that you might come to eat it. So crumbs that you might come to eat on the sideboard, on hanging around your house in places where people touch, people come to eat. The freezer, you don't clean the freezer well, crumbs can end up in your food. So you're proper chiyuv because chametz in the freezer, even to get rid of crumbs. On the floor, I was picking up crumbs off the floor. But in a place where you may come to eat it, even crumbs is a chiyuv b'dika to check there's no crumbs there. So those are the three things. Kazayas, bigger than kazayas, something you might come to eat. And then the third thing, which is really included in the second, are crumbs. In a place you might come to eat it, you got to check as well for crumbs. Okay, so that's chometz, what you have to look for, and where you have to look for. Now the shaila is, how do you do b'dikas chometz? When do you do b'dikas chometz? The real way Chazal introduced B'dikas Chometz is Orla Ba'asa, Leil Yudalad, 24 hours before Pesach. That's the time Chazal said, it's the time to do B'dikas Chometz. And really, in a perfect world, you would come then, right, let's go, start Pesach cleaning, and you check your whole house on Orla Ba'asa, Leil Yudalad. Nowadays, our houses, impossible to do. Someone said, even if it'd be all, you'd spend all the hours of the night doing B'dikas Chometz, you still wouldn't manage, which is probably true. It's a big job, takes time, takes a lot of manpower. It's impossible to do. So what do you do? There are poiskim, the Bach, Taz, Levush, there are many poiskim that hold. If you do B'dikas Chometz any earlier, it's completely useless and it's a waste of time. Lemaisa, because of the necessity, we have to be mekel, and people have to start earlier, because otherwise it wouldn't be possible. Get the Pesach, we're doing it all in one night. So we're going to have to do it earlier. The Vice Mishpura brings the Roy of Poiskim, he has a long list in the Shatzin Taflam and Gimbal of Poiskim that say it's okay to do earlier. So besides the Lavush, Bachan Taz, come out all the Poiskim across the board say it's okay to do earlier, B'dikas Chometz. However, B'dikas Chometz still has a Tzurah, there's a way Chazal made it. So the time they said you can do earlier, they still got to be done with their terms and conditions, Lamashal. First thing Chazal said, B'dikas Chometz is definitely done at night. B'dikas Chometz during the day is not valid. Mishpura says, do B'dikas Chometz during the day, you have to do again at night. You gotta use a candle, or a flame, or a torch, sorry, with a flashlight. You need a proper, specific a light specified to look at this area as well. And it's gotta be done at night. Now, firstly, a light, even though we said you need a torch, if you're checking a surface like this, something which is completely out, there's no cracks or stucco, there's no holes and crevices out, then this is a great light as well. Any light at night, but Essen qualifies. The reason why you need a torch is to get in the little nooks and crannies, then you're going to need a torch. But for surfaces which are out, you open the cupboard, pull out the drawers, clearly, not the back of the drawer, which is still inside, pull it completely out. You'll be able to use a regular room light to do B'dikas Chometz, but it's got to be done at night. There's one hetter to do B'dikas Chometz a day, and that is the Shatin says, he's not so happy about it, but because there's not enough time to do it properly. Or Rav Asa, he says that Nachsadra, a place which has got loads of light coming in from outside, straight opposite the window, that I can do during the day. So if you want to do B'dikas Chometz a day, very simple. Take your drawer, take it to the window where the sunlight's coming in, have a good look, and then you can do B'dikas Chometz even by day. So by day it's got to be done dafka with the sunlight from outside, bright, concentrated light, straight by the window, in the day. And if you're not doing the day, you can do it at night, but it's got to be done with some sort of light, candle, torch. You can take on the earliest nacht already because it's drabonim. So the earliest nacht already, whenever that is, you can start doing B'dikas Chometz. So very simple, to clean something up, wait till it's nacht, check out the torch, put it back, you don't need B'dikas Chometz. And if you want to do it during the day, no problem at all, take it to the window, have a good look, then you're okay, you don't need B'dikas Chometz. That's Chadin, this is the best way to do it. And if you need to come out, all the shittas is the main psak, Mishpura, the Chaznish, all the Achronim, all Maskim, this is the best way to do B'dikah. You have no shaylas at all. You have to leave one room over for the real night, for Leil Ba'asa, because you want to make a bracha. You want to make a bracha, and you've done the whole house, there's no need to make a bracha. So if people clean the whole house.
Right,
well, yeah, it's wrong that you have to. The mitzvah is to make a bracha and to do a bedika. Yeah, you don't have to find. But if you've cleaned your whole house, so then you can't make. Well, the boys can say that, right, that Rabbi Ash says, then you have to put 10 pieces down, because otherwise, what's going on? You know it's clean, what you be mavara, it's only to do a bedika. So the best is you leave one area, one room, one part, which is not done, and then you make a bracha on Erla, but also, no problem. The best is if you do things that don't require a bracha, a mashal, metaltal, and things that are movable, clothes, things like that, you don't make a bracha on, even if it would be Leir Ba'asa. A guy doesn't have a house, he has just his car. Cars and shalif, metaltal, you don't make a bracha. So if you're not making a bracha on your car, that you should zikha do earlier. Clothes, things like that, all these games, toys, whatever you might do, if you're doing Sfarim, do it earlier, that for sure do it earlier. And the stuff, you leave as much as you can of real ground, real things fixed into the house, and then you make a bracha on, and as long as you haven't checked it, if you've cleaned it out well, then you're running into big problems. If you can or can't make a bracha, you put the 10 pieces down, you'll be okay. But the best is leave one room which is completely not checked, then you do Orla Ba'asa, then you have no sfikas at all, the rest of the house is done, and Orla Ba'asa, you do that one room. Well, children, you mean married children? Married children, well, there's another reason to be making in their room. There's a day, the Torah brings, the Shacharif brings, a day that holds that if you owned property by Purim, the Chivadikah really starts 3 days before by Purim. If you owned property by Purim and you sold the property, there's a Chivas Gavra, there's a Chiv on you to Bidika. Means there's two Chiv, a Chiv on you, a Chiv on the house. You got rid of the house, there's a day that holds, there's still a Chiv on you. So to comply with the shita, what you do is you rent a room off your father, your shver. It's got to be a number one amokish mechlis and bechomets. If you're the type of guy that's in the chomets in your bedroom, it's not some of the bedrooms. It's got to be a room that you bring in chomets. You should really rent it off you off, or you should rent it, you should rent it off whoever you're renting off from before your dalet, and it should be a verbal contract that says till after Pesach. And then you could do bedikah. Then you can make his own bracha. Best here in bracha. Let's make his own bracha. This is his room. One guy told me every year he buys another room off his shver. Two more rooms, the house is his, and then he's a happy man. So you may want to say that it's only yours till a certain date, otherwise it might run into problems. He won't scare you.
Only rent.
Yeah, it's only rent. If he buys it, 5p a room. Okay. Now there's another very very important halacha. This is the number three, probably the most negah, most important halacha negah to b'dikas chomos, and that is. This is Rosh Gemara, it's born Shulchan Aruch. If you do bedikah to a room, kedasuch din, you check it out, brilliant, that's it, no Muhammad. Everything's gone, beautiful. And you have mice, not Senegal, or Monegal, kids running around with chomets, unsupervised, you've got to do bedikah chomets, the whole house again, you've lost the whole cheskas baduk. Whole thing is you do bedikah, say, no Muhammad in here, give kids chomets, you don't look, you turn around, you go out, come back in, you don't know what's going on. That's it. Start again from fresh. The whole house is a chiv b'dika. Like it happened just before Pesach. Shachnach talks about a case where it happens mamish erev Pesach. You have to do b'dika the whole house again. Which is very negative. People give the kids nash, Shabbos morning, the guys are davening, wife's in bed, grandchildren come around. So what you do is, so whenever you do b'dika, you start early b'dika, the best place is start high up, where kids can't get, seal it up properly, or lock it, lock up the cupboards, or lock up the kids, and work out a matter where... Yes, the Shacharit discusses what you do. And he says, b'diavad, if it's mamish erev yontov, then you do a quick b'dika and rely on that, and just be mevatel again. There's eight the Shacharit gives. But really, b'ezem is a big problem. He talks about, well, you're running out of time, as we have to do. But really, you're not meant to let children unsupervised. You watch them, give them chomos, watch. You know, if you marshal, you do upstairs. So you listen, you hear kids running up and down the stairs, it's not too hard to hear. So you listen, as long as you listen up, no kids upstairs. I know kids are taught in school, no chomos upstairs, my house. Basically, cleaning hasn't started yet. My kids came downstairs, oh, we will come upstairs. So they are aware of it, but they remember 20 minutes later. So there's no point, like people say, yeah, my kids know no comes upstairs. They'll remember eventually, but you can't guarantee no comes going upstairs. Right, so the Mishmur discussed it. Their age, they're responsible, then maybe it's okay. Wait, 6, 7, 10, nowadays 35 is not even responsible. Depends what age responsible. I don't know. The age responsible, maybe you can rely on that. But the young age, for sure not. So people want to know what to do. The Mashal this year, Shabbat Pesach is Monday night. Shabbat is only because Nash. Dead easy. Buy Pesach Nash. Chocolates and nuts. Hopefully they won't be sick of it by Pesach. And you have no problem at all. If you give them Chomaz Nash and they run around with Chomaz Nash, the whole B'dika is a waste of time. And you're going to start again. And there's no real etzah, you're stuck. Just to end off, running out of time. Just to end off the last halacha. When you say kol chamira, someone told me today it's very important that everyone should know. So you're speaking tonight, I should mention it. Say kol chamira, you should say in the language you understand. Because people say language they don't understand, it's useless. You say any chomet I own should be hefka, kafir, it's arish, be like dust, and there shouldn't be any chashivas to it. And then you say kol chamira. If you say it in a lush you don't understand, or you see someone else, then you see them breaking his teeth over it. Then it's not a tefillah, you don't need to say it as a tefillah. It's got to just. To say over to you, matlo yichomos, then you're okay.